And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, right in front of 948, and continuing our Parks and Rec discussion here on a Monday morning. And we're going to shift gears, talk to the animal shelter, who is under the umbrella of Parks and Rec. And the T. Russell Rice Animal Shelter Director is Deb Watkins. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are things over at the animal shelter right now?
You know, we are doing great. We are still taking adoptions and surrenders by appointment and reclaims. And so we actually have about 38 cats and 13 dogs in our guardianship.
And numbers have been kind of lower than normal out there, but I know that it's kind of ticked back up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we're starting to pick back up, but you're right, compared to last year, we are down about 50 animals, but I just think that we're moving them through our through the shelter quicker, and we're getting them reclaimed. So in May, we had 22 animals that were reclaimed back to their owners. That is awesome.
Yeah, and I know we spoke recently here. There was some animals that were claimed up there from that Randolph incident. Is there more being done with that, or are you going to have some more coming into the shelter?
We have finished that investigation, and a lot of those animals have been adopted.
Fantastic. Well, that's good news. I know that was a sad situation.
We got some great homes, and we still have a few more animals that will be ready later this week.
Okay, very good. And those are all listed there among the 38 cats and 13 dogs.
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk about the KSU veterinary students. I know they do a lot of good work for you there at the animal shelter. I understand they're back.
Yeah, we are so excited to have them back. So the vet students are in the surgery suite, and they're doing spays and neuters and treating any medical cases that we need. And that allows us to get the animals on the adoption floor quicker.
How long were they away from you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think it was almost about 9 weeks. The vet school took precautions just like we did to keep everybody safe.
Well, and it's such an important service here. Any animal that you come and adopt there at the animal shelter has been spayed or neutered, and that's important because you want to keep the pet population down.
Oh, absolutely. That's always one of our missions, and making sure that those animals are healthy.
You mentioned T. Russell Wright's adopted 32 pets into their forever home in May. 22 animals were reclaimed by their owner. So important to get those adoptions underway. Talk about the process of adopting an animal and how difficult it is or how easy it is for a lot of folks.
Yeah, we try to make that process really easy for the public. And so you can go online on petfinder.com and you can see what animals we have available for adoption. And then you can fill out the application online. And then just call us at 785-587-2783. And make an appointment to see that pet or to walk through and see what's available.
And you have a lot of kittens right now that are going to be available to adopt. Is that right?
We do. There's quite a few that are going to get spayed and neutered tomorrow. And so we'll have a lot of kittens available on Wednesday and Friday. And they're about $100 to adopt. And they will be fully vetted.
When you adopt a kitten, what are some things you need to keep in mind if you want to bring one home to your family?
You know, they're tiny and they're very active. But kittens adapt really well to any environment, and our adoption counselors are there to help people to make sure that they can integrate the pet into their home and that it is the right animal to fit their lifestyle.
It's so important that if you're going to go adopt an animal, make sure that, first of all, that you can, especially if you're living in a rental property, that you can have an animal, but also, you know, make sure it's going to fit your family. I think that's so important.
Yeah, and our adoption counselors are there to help people, and that's what's been so nice with doing this by appointment is the adoption counselors are able to spend more time with people and to visit with them about making the right choices.
We were talking earlier this morning on the show with Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, and he was giving you guys a shout out there for all the help you give his office. We were talking about critters, and some of the things that present here in the month of June, like bats or snakes and the diseases that they carry. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that partnership that you guys have, the things that maybe people don't see all the time?
Oh, you bet. You know, we had a snake call last week and several bat calls this weekend. And the animal control officers work directly with the Parks and Rec and the game wardens. And we really try to make the right choice for those wild animals. You know, our shelter is just kind of a transit for them. So we sure glad to help everybody out.
I'm not a big fan of bats myself, and I know they're an animal, and you gotta protect them and all. But we were talking a little bit about what's kind of the process you go about it. If you have a bat in your home, the first step to do is call animal control.
Yeah, so call the Riley County Police Department, and they will dispatch the animal control. And so the Riley County Police Department number is the 785-537-2112. Extension 0, and then an animal control officer will come and they will get the bat safely, and then we write a report and decide if there's been any human contact. And if there's any human contact, then we take the bat to Kansas State University and have it tested for rabies.
Okay, very good. And you know, that's the important thing here is, you know, especially if you're a pet owner, watching what your dog or cat brings in. I know Dave was talking last week. It was kind of funny because his cat brought in a rabbit to his home, and they were chasing it around trying to catch the cat and get the rabbit to be put down. I think the rabbit survived, but you never know what your dog or cat may bring into your home.
Yeah, you know, we live real closely with the wildlife, and you're right. You do need to be careful, but give us a call and we'll be glad to do a speak with or help people to educate them to see what steps they need to do.
All right. Well, just a few minutes left here. If folks want to come down there, what are your hours of operation now? Are you guys back open or are you still by appointment?
It's by appointment only, and we're available to the public from 1 to 4:30.
And that's Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. Okay, gotcha.
Monday through Saturday, 1 to 4:30. And then, of course, if the staff are there early in the morning taking care of the animals, so if someone does have an animal they need to reclaim, we'll be glad to make an appointment in the morning so we can get those animals back as soon as possible to their families.
All right, very good. Well, the animal shelter does a lot of good work in our community, and we sure appreciate all that you guys do here. And you guys have that Facebook page. I know that you're constantly updating. That's where you can see a lot of these animals.
Yeah, we'll list the stray animals on the Facebook page. So if you're missing an animal, please watch for that.
Okay. Well, Deb, appreciate the time this morning. And I guess we'll talk to you again pretty soon.
Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate it.
All right.
Come adopt a kitten.
I would do that, but you know, I'm a little bit allergic to cats, so I better not.
Thanks, Brandon.
Deb Watkins again with T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. She's the director out there. Always a pleasure to have her on. And I was talking with Dave this morning, and you know, want to get those in person interviews done here at some point again. I think we may be able to open those back up here later this summer. So we'll be looking forward to that, and bringing in the animals here. Going to be a lot of fun. By the way, we've got a few minutes here left. I'll just kind of give a little preview of what's coming up on In Focus later this week. We've got Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. They'll be joining us for the entire hour tomorrow as we have a City Commission meeting that they'll be previewing. We have USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools. Superintendent Marvin Wade and Board Member Kristen Brighton will be our guests Wednesday morning. We'll also be joined by the Manhattan Fire Department later in the program on Wednesday. NBAF, we'll get an update from some guests there. Of course, they've been in the news a lot lately with some construction kind of slowing down recently as a construction worker tested positive for COVID-19. It was only like a day that they were shut down on operations there. So we'll get an update from NBAF Thursday. And the governor's military executive council, Perry Wiggins, director of that, he'll be joining us Thursday as well. Friday, we get an update from CVB. Karen Hibbard will be joining us. And we'll also hear from Greg Eystone from Research and Extension. That's what we've got so far lined up here on the schedule. We've got a couple of open spaces, which will probably get filled here before the end of the week.
And Brandon, sorry I had to step out and visit with a couple of folks outside the studio here. We do have a little bit of a breaking news situation with regards to COVID-19 in Riley County. We do understand from local officials that there are two new positive patients to report today. That brings the total to 66. The new patients are from the same household, a 44-year-old female and a 46-year-old male. Via Christi has one positive patient and two PUIs currently hospitalized. We do understand also that one of the patients, one of the positive patients is in Via Christi Hospital on a ventilator. So we definitely wish them well. We are pretty excited about only having one positive test in the last 10 days. And now we have two additional. It just goes to show, you know, you just got to keep up with the social distancing and, you know, the precautionary measures that you should be undertaking right now. So that's the latest information that came across from Vivian Uccello, who's heading up that task force team in the communication side of it.
All right. Yeah. Keep practicing that social distancing. Hopefully we'll get this nipped in the bud real soon.
We have folks from the Riley County Senior Center and also UFM joining us from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation Community Hour. On the other side of CBS News, then it's the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and The Game. Going to be a lot of discussion today. A lot. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.